Today is a due date for U.S. Airlines and United Airlines to pay millions of dollars into their employee pension funds. Both are skipping those payments as they struggle in bankruptcy. U.S. Airways for the second time in 2 years. Both airlines have warned that they may have to terminate their employee pension plans in order to survive. Those announcements have angered workers who've already made deep concessions, but also possibly in peril if those pensions are dropped and others follow suit, the government agency which insures pensions. NPR's Cheryl Corley reports from Chicago.
Excuse me, ma'am. United wants to take away our pensions and dump it on the taxpayers. I'd appreciate it.
A contingent of United Airlines employees and union representatives showed up at O'Hare Airport this week to hand out leaflets to travelers urging them to call United's CEO to protest the airline's suspension of payments into its four pension funds. Customer service representative John Murphy wore a sign around his neck.
My sign said wages, insurance, pensions, what's next, blood?
Although employees have agreed to cut costs in the past, United and U.S. Airways say they have no choice but to consider shaving or altering employee pensions as they try to emerge from bankruptcy and compete with low-cost carriers that don't have such plans. Worries about the status of airline industry pensions have prompted hundreds of pilots at struggling Delta Airlines to opt for early retirement. Northwestern University transportation professor Aaron Gelman says the pilots at the third largest airline can receive up to 50% of their pension payouts in a lump sum.
Half a loaf is better than a whole loaf of nothing. And the pilots are beginning to understand this at Delta, and indeed it appears at several other airlines, and this is a very worrisome thing.
Worrisome for Delta because a rush of retirements would mean the airline would be forced to consider reducing a number of flights for the lack of trained pilots. Just like United and U.S. Airways, Delta is seeking concessions from its workers. American Airlines has been able to sidestep some of the financial woes plaguing the other big carriers. Standard & Poor's airline analyst Phil Bagley says that's because at American, which came close to bankruptcy last year, union and management relations became less contentious.
Part of the events that took place at that time, though, is that American's previous CEO stepped down and was replaced by a new leader.
What did not change was American's pension plans, and it could be at a competitive disadvantage if the Pension Benefit Guaranty Corporation, the federal agency which insures pensions, ends up paying United and U.S. Airways pension obligations. Douglas Elliott tracks the PBGC's resources, and he says the agency's shaky financial condition means there must be change, especially if the airline pensions become the PBGC's responsibility.
Somebody is going to have to feel some pain. Either premiums have to go up or claims have to be reduced by shifting risk away from PBGC back to either the companies or the employees, or you need a bailout.
That's a taxpayer bailout, similar to the savings and loan rescue of the 1980s. PBGC spokesman Randy Clarihue says Congress could decide to use taxpayer revenue if the agency's deficit gets too large, but Clarihue says what the agency wants now is the ability to take action against companies under bankruptcy protection who skip pension contributions.
So that companies like U.S. Airways, which owes $100 million to its pension plans today and has said it won't make that payment. If we had this new authority, we would be able to file liens against the company's assets so that in the event the plans terminate, more money is available to pay benefits.
Clarihue says that's not a fix, but one of many tools needed to resolve an increasingly urgent pension problem. Cheryl Corley, NPR News, Chicago.